not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 95.9 on the 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Sorry about that stumble. I was getting my North Korean radio equipment here operating correctly, and I was thinking about my other favorite radio station, The River, 96.9 The River, but we're at 97.5, and that's my favorite radio station for the next 15 minutes. Anyway, it's a Monday. It's a Boys of Summer game day. In the studio here with me, I have people from the Alaska Gold Panthers. General Manager John Lurkey, how you doing, sir?
Doing great, Dave. Good to see you again.
You too. And the coach, Mr. Carlos Gonzalez, how you doing, sir?
Good. Thank you for having us.
There you go. A little bit closer. Yeah. Interesting. And as your opening series was against the Glacier Pilots.
You love those guys.
I hate them, but now I love them. You know, there's that rivalry is back.
Yes.
That's the oldest state sports rivalry there is.
Oh, wow.
What else could there be?
Yeah. We were, 60, and they were 69, I think they came around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their first year, they beat us in this championship game or something like that. Those jerks. I mean, those lovable.
We'll edit that out.
Yeah. Ask me how I really feel. But, you know, it's great that little by little, John, you've taken an organization in every which way you can and of improvement. The organization itself, the quality of baseball, the field itself, bringing up different teams, and now you're starting to get interwoven with Alaska baseball teams again, and the Glacier Pilots are that one. So thank you. I was at Friday's game, smiling, and it was a great game. We won 4-1, and I was talking with my neighbors about my baseball knowledge, and I was saying that pitcher for the Pilots, that lefty who was thrown, they ain't going to touch him till the fifth inning, and in the fifth inning, he got the first hit and the first runs.
Man, we should check with David during the game and figure out how we got that. But you were right. You nailed it. Yeah.
He was a thrower, and your pitcher was matching him.
Yeah.
I mean, he went seven innings, gave up one run?
Yeah. No, we made a switch.
I think he went four.
Four?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, early in the season like this, they're on pitch counts.
Okay.
But he was good, and that guy was tough. We faced him in Anchorage, too, and he was tough against us, too. So
yeah.
It's tough to get going here.
What a jerk.
Yeah, if we threw a guy seven innings right now, we'd get a call from his pitching coach at school saying, what are you doing?
Yep. So looking at the schedule, you're a few games in.
Yep.
And last night, I was at last night's game with the Fairbanks Adult Men's League, and that was entertaining. We'll call it that. But then you have the San Diego Waves coming back. You know, that seems like the traditional. It's great to see them back.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Mike Studer brings them up every year. He's grew up here and has still a lot of friends here and brings his club up every year. It's typically in the first half of the season. So we'll get five or six games in against them, and they're always competitive. I mean, I think we were 3-3 against them last year. I mean, that was our toughest opponent. So, we get into some good ones, but they were good as anybody. But we're just about getting there to be full strength. We still have about five kids to come in. So he might have caught us a little bit last year where we weren't at full strength. So As same case with the pilots, but we're getting there, and the roster's building really good. Carlos is doing a great job.
You can do better, buddy. Simple as that. Yeah, I want to see a no-hitter. Come on.
We'll try. Shoot, we almost had one last night. That was our night, mentally.
He blew it. Yeah, last night was entertaining. Well, you know, Fairbanks Adult Men's League, they put up a good effort, and I bet you they enjoyed it.
Oh, they love it. They're talking to our players, you know, laughing at them when they're swinging over 75-mile fastballs and stuff like that. So they're having fun with it.
Okay.
It's a good game.
Looking at your time frames here, Fairbanks, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday games are at 6:30. Friday and Saturday are evening games at 7. And then Sunday's at 2 p.m. And so I've been to a 7 and a 2 p.m. And, of course, you had the first Saturday game at 2 p.m.
Yeah. Well, we didn't want to
You're killing me, John. Yeah.
Well, we didn't normally.
They probably had to get back.
Exactly. And they did the same thing for us down there. It's so weird. You'd think there'd be, you know, 11 p.m. midnight flights between Anchorage and Fairbanks in the summertime. The latest we could get out of Anchorage and come back was 8 p.m. It had earlier been 10, but they changed it to 8. And the Glacier pilots couldn't get a Saturday flight out of here after 5:15. So they ended up taking a bus. And got out of here. So
I believe they play today as well. They start league play, so they wanted to get out of here and get going.
Yesterday.
Now
yesterday they had to get started. That's why they had to get back. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Now, Coach Gonzalez, how did they find you? You're from Central Coast, California.
Yeah. So I came up. John originally hired Brett Latchman, who is now the pitching coach for us, and I've known him for a long time. And he needed a guy that could really help him, you know, build a roster and kind of do a lot for him, you know, and. It was me. That was 4 years ago now, and when he took a job in the summer after that, 2 years in, I took over and got it ever since. Brett's been great, and I'm glad to be able to bring him back this year as well.
Good to hear. Looking at your coaching, you got a pitching coach, you're the field manager, you have an assist and a couple assistant coaches out of, where's Hope International?
So it's a small commuter school in Fullerton, right next to Cal State Fullerton. So,
yeah, you're West Coast heavy, we'll call it.
Yeah,
that's tradition of the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, I build my roster really off the connections we have, and John does a good job of helping me as well. And it's different a little different this year. With we have some New York guys that we usually don't have, and usually it's like last year was almost all California kids, but we're broadening it and we're. Really getting our name out there even more.
You know, it's interesting. You have a new title next to, I wouldn't say new, but a more pronounced title. You have sophomores, freshmen, graduates. Then the Inc. freshmen.
Yeah, that's an incoming freshman. Yeah.
And they're big. You know, 6'5", 225 pitches. Throws a left-handed pitcher out of Fremont, California.
Yeah, he is.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's a big kid.
What dead mother or house mother gets that appetite?
Well, that was when we recruited him in the fall. He might be bigger nowadays. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, and he's going to go to St. Mary's. Good for him. Macaw Boo. Okay, Macaw. Or Micah.
Micah, I believe.
Micah, yeah. And
he actually's not even here yet. So he's coming today, and he's actually going to get the start on Wednesday as well. So opening day or San Diego, the new series start.
You know, how many games do you play during the season?
We'll be between 40 and 45 games, depending on what happens at various tournaments.
Yeah.
So
you got 14 pitchers. Okay. You got to save their arms for their teams in college.
Right. Half your roster is pitching at this level.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you got two catchers. Six infielders and four outfielders. So your outfielders are going to be thin and worked.
Yeah, we have a few infielders that can play outfield too. So
it go just, both ways. Yeah,
it's kind of how we build a roster too. Guys that can do multiple things, so it's interchangeable. And
how do you go about finding them?
Kind of just, I mean, for me personally, I reach out to the people that I know. You know, the schools that I know that I trust, because that's a big deal, trusting them. And then
they trust you.
Yeah, I mean, like the UC Irvine connection and St. Mary's.
I see it there.
Yeah, they've been really good to us. And St. Mary's, Valenzuela, coached here, our played here, actually, right, John?
Yeah, he played here in 99 and 2000, and now he's the head coach at St. Mary's, and he reaches out to us, Cal Baptist,
yep.
Gary Adcock. I know him when he was a pitching coach for the Peninsula Oilers in Kenai. We've just stayed in touch, and he does a terrific job at Cal Baptist. He's coming up himself because we've got, I think, three of his players, so he'll be here in a week, too.
The boys of summer are back. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-825. I'll be back after these messages with the Alaska Gold Panthers.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hey, are you driving high right now? You might be, because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver, more careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
We're here with Joe Prox, and we know you sell a lot of rigs for bottom fishing. Could you give us some basic tips on how to set up a rig for bottom fishing just out on a normal boat?
Well, it depends where you're going to go and the depth that you're going to be at, but you probably want to be set up with a pretty good, pretty sturdy bottom fishing reel and rod, and be able to go down to at least 300 feet. Many places you go more than that, but where you're going to get your pleasure boat anchored up is probably not going to be a whole lot more than that. And you try and look for some knolls underwater where you can get your bait on the top of and let it sit there. The amount of weight matters by the current. If there isn't much current, you can maybe use a 16-ounce weight or maybe even less than that if you're in one of the bays. But when the tide's coming in and out, which is generally the better time to fish, you might need a 16 or 24 or even a 32-ounce weight to keep your weight there, depending on what the current is doing.
What's the most popular type of bait to use while you're halibut fishing?
Frequently, the most popular is still probably a big chunk of halibut on a 16-aught or 20-aught hook, but they use octopus and squid and things like that, too.
All right, well, thanks for talking to us and helping to fill us in on some halibut fishing tips.
Call Fish Central and get out on the water to catch fish and fill your freezer this summer. Fish Central can hook you up with charter reservations or a rental boat and give you the advice you need to navigate the local waters. Once you've caught your limit, Fish Central can process your fish too. Book with Fish Central and get 10% off your processing. Visit fishcentral.net or call 907-835-5002 to book your fishing adventure today.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
A frost advisory begins at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 63. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight, lows level off around 38. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have John Lorke and Carlos Gonzalez, coach of the general manager and coach of the Alaska Gold Panthers in the studio here. Now, John, every year I go to the park now, and there's something new and awesome. And this year you have the elevated platform areas next to the beer garden. I mean, there's two of them with for standing room, and it's awesome. You know, I was out there on Monday, and I come across a very proud John and Cindy Haddad, whose son Nick, I guess, did that.
Yes.
And it's beautiful and gorgeous and more foot room for events and the Midnight Sun game, and man. Yeah. And then I look out where the old scoreboard was, and it's now covered with advertisements, so it's a revenue enhancer for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we try to do something, you know, pretty major each year with one project, and Nick pretty much has run that. We've had Johnson River out helping us, you know, putting in the blue seats and some of the other things they've done as well. But you know, we have the revenue now to do stuff like that and continually make this, you know, park that's been around 60 plus years, you know, continue to modernize it and have it look better. But we just kept looking at the beer garden and said, you know, people halfway back in the beer garden are kind of enjoying themselves, but they can't see the game that well.
Yeah.
So how do we improve this?
You know?
And then we put the platform to the right of the beer garden so we're not taking up the serving area where customers could be. So we pushed that to the right. Now you've got three levels to see the game. We removed a bunch of the chain links. You can see better. And once we get it, you know, completely outfitted with tables and chairs, it'll be even better. And we'll take the next step. But we really enjoy making the park a great place for our fans.
Yeah, you know, the new infield, the new fence, the blue seats. I mean, every year, you know, I sort of say to myself, what's next? And I'm just astounded.
Yeah.
You know, it's really come a long way since I started going there myself. There used to be a great big hole in the middle of the parking lot.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was a pond, because that's where they remove gravel to do all the streets in the neighborhood and area.
Oh my gosh.
So there's a great big pond there. And there was a little bit of a road between it and the fence where the kitchen is, you know, the food beverage. And, you know, two cars couldn't go at each other. There's one car.
Oh,
and
wow.
then they filled that in, you know, and, oh, man.
That's wild.
And then you had the years with all the ATCO trailers out there
housing
the visiting teams. And
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Olympic Village, they called it.
Yep. I've heard stories.
So just little by little, bit by bit, it's really gone well. And so here I am yesterday leaving the park early, and I'm walking. And
leaving
it's before
the park early?
Yeah.
How could you?
Because the game was already decided.
I'll make a note of that.
Yeah, and it's only the second inning.
Oh no!
Yeah, I left and they're doing a pitching change, and it was 8-0 the goal panners in the second inning. So I said, hey, I'm going to go do other things, and I'm walking, and I see this big, beautiful bag of popcorn.
Oh!
Oh, and so I went and got one of those, and that was the best popcorn I've ever had. Who do you have in the food service now?
Well, when the Carlson Center all kind of flipped around in 20 and 21, the ladies that were running that, Bobby and Linda, had so much experience there. Somehow I touched base with them and said, I need some help over at the concession stand at the ballpark. And they are seasoned people that know what they're doing. David, the number of complaints I get in the food
is for zero.
It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
They do a great job. The hot dogs are large. The cheeseburgers are great.
The nachos. I'm a nacho. If I was to be a nacho fan, those are great nachos.
Yeah, a lot of times we'll have pulled pork.
Yeah.
Now we have pizza slices, plus we got a second location.
Yeah.
Over on the third base side where we have both, you know, kind of a small beer garden and the food as well. So we're, you know, because... You know, can you think about the fan experience? I see the lines, and I can't stand it.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we're going to do the right thing, we got to have more locations. So now you can go over here and eat now. You can get Cracker Jacks, hot dogs, pizza, all that on the third base side as well. So just trying to accommodate the, you know, the growing pains we've got, which are good ones, but we've got to take care of it.
Are you ready for next Friday?
We don't have a choice. We're going to be ready.
Carlos, have you ever seen the Midnight Sun game?
Yeah, so this is my fourth summer up
here.
So, yeah, we unfortunately lost last year, so I'm still wearing that from Coach Brett and John. But
you jerk. I mean, that's so bad.
Yeah,
you poor guy.
He thinks you jinxed him when you spoke before the game. He thinks it was you.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'd say, too. You know what?
You got the pilots all riled up. We think it was your fault.
But that's the best part about being in Fairbanks. Like, the next night, Midnight Sun Run, I'm walking around, and people are talking about us losing. Like, that coach, what the heck? Those players, what the heck? And people were like, oh, there he is.
Yeah,
that's the funny part.
here's Lurky, you know, at that game. I'm just, you know, being myself. And Lurky comes up to me and goes, hey, can you tell about the meaning of the rivalry of this between us and the pilots? I go, yeah, you know, I got 10-minute notice. What the heck?
Oh, what?
Yeah, that sounds like me.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so I go out there and I'm going to the fans. They are not our friends. Awesome. But I came through the rivalry with them. Yep. When they beat us and when we beat them for our first championship, you know, and as you got to have that rivalry, and they are the team. And so, definitely, you know, when they're on the field against us, now that, you know, boy, growing up, that was hated, yeah, Pilots. And now I'm so glad that they're here.
Yeah, we're really developing that rivalry. It's good. It's really good off the field.
Yeah.
But on the field, it's a battle. I think the battles on the field are going to even get more intense,
yeah,
as we continue it over the years. But, yeah, it's good to see.
So how is the Alaska League shaping up? You have Kenai, they're back. For how long, who knows? You have two teams in Anchorage, the Bucks and the Pilots. Then you have Chugach.
Yeah, the old AIA team that was here has been located down at Chugach for a few years now, and then you've got Matsu and in Palmer. So,
okay,
yeah, got 5-team league plus us staying on the outside until we feel comfortable enough to rejoin. I think we have the votes now, I really do, but there's still no commissioner, and there's still some things that go on that just aren't good for a league in general, and our, yeah, board, and, you know, talking to our coaches even, it's like until it's right, we'll
don't
just
go
keep
in
doing what we're doing.
Yeah, I would say they need you. You don't need them now.
That's how we see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
Yep.
You know, I'm looking at your schedule. And, again, starting Wednesday, the San Diego Waves through next Monday. And then the Utah Yaks. What's in a name?
I knew you'd like that.
I know. What's in a name? The Yaks. And the Midnight Sun game, you know, starts at 10 p.m. And then the San Diego Stars, you know, for a good 8-game stretcher, it looks like. And, you know, it's we've played them many times now. And then you finish out with the Bay Area Force. So, hey.
That's a team affiliated with the San Francisco Seals who have been up before, and
yeah,
this is another team under their kind of wing, I guess you'd say. So that's what we're doing. So it's good. Again, we were able to get 30 games on our home schedule, and it's I think it's important, you know, to have that, and that allows us the revenue. And then look at all the sponsorships. Look at all the businesses,
yeah,
that we have involved. Every day is
every night
some kind of promotion. So
yeah,
it really helps. The business community has been huge for us, and it, you know, just keeps getting better.
I see some repeat offenders. Really, you know, so for them to come back, it's meaningful. I mean, Denali State Bank, Explore Fairbanks, Seekins Ford, McKinley, Doyon, State Farm, Ten Chiefs, Hoodoo Brewing. That's a must attend night. The Hoodoo Brewing night. That's you know, that's next Monday, and I don't ask me why I got to go to that one.
I have no idea. You'll have to explain it to me off the air.
Phew. Okay. then, you know, the U.S. Wild and Fire Service, that's in Firehouse Subs. Hey, yeah. Coca-Cola of Alaska, they've always been there. You know, Lions, Usabelli, Summers and Sotheby's. You know, Golden GVA, Lithia, Golden Heart Waste. You know, you have support from deep Fairbanks. You really do. And in a community like Fairbanks, your team is special. It really is. So you better start kicking the crap out of the Anchorage Glacier Pilots. You don't lose your biggest night to the Pilots.
You're gonna have to.
You don't have me go out there and harass them, then lose the game to the Pilots.
I hear you.
Carlos knows exactly where your box seat is now.
Yeah,
I hear that.
Yeah, right behind home plate.
Yeah.
It's a view to a kill. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. Got some bumper music for you. Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love.
Good one.
Some 80s music, I guess. And we got some Fox News, some state news, some commercials and weather. And we'll be back. And I will have to have a few more words with Carlos about losing to the Pilots. Back after these messages.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live on KFARradio.com.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The protests continue outside of an ICE detention center in Newark, New Jersey. Demonstrators accusing this facility of failing to provide adequate resources and treatment for the detainees. The border czar, Tom Holman on Fox, rejecting those claims about the detention center's conditions.
I went through every square foot of that facility. I went through the bathrooms. I went through the detention area. I went to indoor and outdoor recreation. As a matter of fact, outdoor recreation has kind of a state-of-the-art exercise equipment, which kind of shocked me.
There have been 152 reported anti-Semitic attacks in New York City this year. Makes up over half of the hate crimes in New York State. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis on Fox Business.
New York City is no longer just a leader when it comes to high taxes and outward migration. It has become a leader in anti-Semitism, sadly.
And about 10% of New York City's population is Jewish. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports a National Park Service ranger on a climbing patrol fell into a crevasse Thursday afternoon on Mount McKinley and has died, according to a National Park Service press release. The ranger was identified as Robin Pendery of Unumclaw, Washington. According to the Denali National Park and Preserve, Pendery was a seasonal mountaineering ranger who first joined the Denali mountaineering staff in 2024, supporting climber safety, emergency response, and mountaineering operations on North America's highest peak. On Thursday around 2 p.m., Pendery fell into a crevasse near the 14,000-foot camp on Mount McKinley. National Park Service personnel responded immediately to the incident. "We are heartbroken by the loss of a member of our Denali family," Superintendent Brooke Merrill said in a press statement. "Our mountaineering rangers dedicate themselves to serving visitors and helping others in one of the most challenging environments in the world. Today, we mourn the loss of a valued colleague, friend, and teammate. Our thoughts are with Robin's family and
loved ones."
Streaming
live online at KFAR660.com.
Whew. Oh, man, I'm out of breath. Hey, Fairbanks, Les Nichols of Fairbanks Nissan. Man, we've been busy like a spring bee. You might have noticed our lot's been a little bit empty lately. We sold out of the 8-passenger Pathfinders and Armadas and almost sold out of the Frontiers, all-wheel drive Kicks, and Nissan Rogues. Of course, it's not that surprising since the last J.D. Power study on initial quality says Nissan has the highest initial quality out of all non-luxury brands. And they're super affordable. And NEMAC has special interest rates. Hey, but never fear, summertime inventory is rolling in right now. So if you want first pick on Nissan's best stuff, come see us today. Oh, and Shorty, our used car manager, has been trying to buy up every car he can get his hands on. And he is not slowing down. We need to buy 46 quality used cars before the end of this month. So if you want to get the most out of your old ride, bring it down to Fairbanks Nissan right now. You'll find out why we're not just the best place to buy your car, we're the best place to sell your old ride too. See all the new rides springing up online at FairbanksNissan.com. That's FairbanksNissan.com.
Credit and NEMAC special interest rates require bank approval. See dealer for details.
An ounce of prevention. I live by that. As humbled my life is, out of my family's yard, having outlived many of my kin, I find liberation in my sparse accommodations. Life is good, because my family has Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing pump me out once a year. Prevents mess-ups, you know. Do what my family does just once a year. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing helps me serve them much better for years to come.
Get your garage back, people. Has it been years since you were able to park in your garage? Great news, Fairbanks and North Pole. Independent Rental Storage has 20 and 40-foot containers to help with all your storage needs. We have two locations, one on Cushman and our new storage yard on Chena Pump. Or we can bring the container to you. Independent Rental Storage has the space you need. Call us today, 456-6595. Independent Rental Storage. Safe, secure, affordable.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. We just had Coach Carlos Gonzalez here appreciating us people who came through the winter and putting on good baseball for us in the summer, because we are a deserving lot up here in Fairbanks, and we're a very appreciative lot. And the baseball you guys are putting on is great. It really is. So, So tell me about your pitching staff there.
We're just getting to full strength. We had in Anchorage, we had six arms or something like that. So I haven't seen half the staff yet. But there's just We've got some older kids that I think are going to be pretty good for us. I mean, just looking at the roster in general, we're talking about the Boo kid who's going to throw on Wednesday night. He's an incoming freshman, big kid, going to a good program with Valenzuela, who's one of the best pitching coaches in the nation. So, and a hitting guy. But, we just try to – I mean, this year we got a bunch of lefties as well, which is huge for us. That doesn't always happen. But, yeah, it's just kind of accumulation of just lefties, righties, and stuff, and velo guys and guys that just get out. So
how do you sell coming to Fairbanks, Alaska, to an 18, 19, and 20-year-old prospect?
A lot of times their schools want them to go, and they know they – you know, they get it. Like I said, Valenzuela and Gary Adcock and Ben Orloff, those guys know how it is up here, so they kind of pitch it to them. But going back to, like, the facilities and stuff like that, I mean, we have a brand-new scoreboard and a brand-new turf. Like, you show them those pictures right there, and they love it. And then stuff like social media, where our Kinley Erickson is doing an incredible job. Our social media is amazing. And, like, young kids like that, they love that. They want to be on the internet, and they want to see all that stuff. The other thing is just the baseball. I mean, we're still playing very talented people, and we're going to the NBC World Series, which is a privilege. And, like, these guys want to play baseball, and they want to get better. And a lot of these guys also haven't played crazy amounts of innings at their schools, so they need the innings as well. And we're going to have 14 arms and 12 position players, so you can strike out five times, and you're going to play still. So,
yeah.
And that's a good thing, and that means they're going to compete and try to get better for their summer. And, like, we have a weight room tailor-made 24/7. Those things are really important to those guys to get better. And the fishing and hunting and the outdoors and all that. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? So, I mean, I came up here 4 years ago, and I was skeptical at first. I didn't know what to expect, and now it's my fourth summer, and I want to keep coming back.
You're a frequent flyer now.
I am. Yeah. Hopefully John
keeps bringing me back. You're addicted.
Yeah, we don't hesitate, you know. If a kid is just kind of unsure in that, and it's more than just the typical questions about, you know, would I have a host family, where would I be, you know, how would I get around, you know, those type of questions. But if it's the I'm not sure that I want to, you know, then we're not going to twist any kid's arm.
Yeah, you don't have to.
No. Because it'll come back in a couple weeks, and he'll want to go home for whatever, girlfriend or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
John, when do you start putting together next year's roster?
About 2 weeks after we finish.
I mean,
last year in the NBC, we were getting calls and texts already. We already had three or four players. Our season wasn't even over yet. So, I mean.
It's just starting.
Yeah, that shows you how people see us now. You know, the Gold Panthers are going forward.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, you know, the pitching I've seen so far and the play, you know, and the home run hit yesterday that I didn't see that, you know, I've had three people say, you blew it. You know, you should have been there for the big, massive home run.
That ball went three quarters of up the scoreboard, which is, I've never seen that here. So I don't know if you saw that, John, but Morrow hit it. That was impressive.
Yeah.
Morrow hit one off the scoreboard?
Almost the top of the scoreboard.
I was doing my runaround. Putting out
and he's a freshman.
Yeah, he's
a 6'4 freshman.
Yeah, he actually went to Modesto JC, and now he's going to Florida Atlantic on good money, and he's exciting. He's an exciting player.
Were you here? Remember any of the players in the late 60s, the Strain brothers out of Santa Clara?
Yeah.
Well, Bert still stays in touch with me because my brother went to Santa Clara, and they know each other. I went there. He calls me every year and says, hey, I got a kid for you, man. I got a pitch. So we got a pitcher coming up out of a D2 Lee University. And then this other kid, JR, from Oakland. Yeah. Strange brothers are from Oakland. Right. So he's like, hey, this kid can play, and he's a shortstop.
He's made
and we
some
started
plays.
Talking to their coach, and their coach says, hey, you not only want him, you want the center fielder, Troy Morrow. So that's how we got Troy.
Yeah, Troy, wow. Troy was like a state player of the year in Northern California for JC ball too. So he's
only 6'4".
Yeah, he's a big
kid. He fits right in.
You know, you guys like got middle linebackers.
Yeah. Dude, he made a catch the first game too as well that
I remember
tough,
that.
Yeah, and center field is a tough place to play at Groudon, and he got to that ball pretty good.
It's expansive.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you got to have a couple center fielders because, you know, the kid can't play every game.
Yeah.
So you got to have two center fielders that can really go get him up here.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I'll leave that to Carlos.
Don gets the fans.
There
we'll
you go.
Win the games.
Oh, boy. You know, and how's your middle infield lineup looking? Your shortstop and second base.
I like it. He brought up Bedford. I mean, that guy, he's just an athlete. He made a play, bases loaded. We were playing in with one out, and he's playing second. And it was a blooper over the shortstop's head, which is the only play that can beat us there. And he went from second and caught it at shortstop, which is
wow.
You don't see that in the big leagues.
Yeah.
So it's
athletic talent.
Yeah, he's going to play second and short a lot. And then we just got the St. Mary's kid yesterday, last game, who's going to play up the middle. And we got some guys, Cal Baptist.
Dario.
Kids, player. Yeah.
Yeah, Dario. Tommy, yeah. 5'9", but stout at 190.
Yeah, he's, yeah, exactly.
He's, he is a built kid. Yeah, yeah, like, gets off the plane, we're like, whoa.
Left-hand yeah, hitter.
He's a middleweight.
Yeah, yeah, I think his dad's a coach, too, yeah.
Oh, my so, goodness. Yeah, yeah it just, I look at the cross-references of who you have and familiar locations.
Yeah.
And new names, but still. Ray Padilla from Army, graduate. Seems yeah. like you always have an Army graduate.
He's been pitching for us for half a dozen years.
And, yeah.
And I think he's getting out of the Army in August. And he just helps us, you know. He comes yeah. around. He's I think, our fishing guide for the summer, too.
yeah. He's internal sales.
Oh, yeah. He's doing it all.
Yeah,
oh.
Because the roster size has to be sort of limited up here, just mm-hmm. host families, and we can't have too many travel, like these local guys, Trotman and Padilla and even Matt Novis, they really help us get through the season. And it's a big deal when they can help the younger kids, too, know the area.
So. Yeah. It's a loaded roster in many ways, if you look at it.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a good summer. A couple guys that stand out, Eric Ruiz played at Cal Baptist, and they went to a regional, and he was hitting cleanup in the regional. And so when he gets going, he can hit the ball a long ways.
Yeah. And then you have
– And he pitched.
And he pitched, and he was 92-93 with the slider yesterday. So we got another arm.
He goes – You don't take him out of the game.
Yeah.
That's, oh my! And then you have Noah Thompson from Southern Illinois.
Yeah, his girlfriend actually is a Fairbanks native.
Okay.
And they met at Southern Illinois, which is kind of crazy. And he called me and was like, "Hey, my girlfriend's there. I'm gonna go with her for the summer. You know, you don't have to host me, and we'll figure it out." And he's been good. He started last game or the game before, and he was really good, really effective, and he's gonna get the ball a lot this summer.
Radio, I have the general manager of the Alaska Gold Panthers, John Lorkey, and the head coach of the Alaska Gold Panthers, Carlos Gonzalez, in the studio with me, and we'll be back after these messages if I can get the North Korean equipment to work.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Sound. It's all around us, whether the laughter of children, the sounds of your favorite wildlife, or the rhythm of your favorite song. Sound brings our world to life. The Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center wants to remind you that their certified doctors of audiology are here to help hear those sounds. And whether it's a medical condition that requires treatment or a simple fitting of a hearing device, Dr. Jackson and her certified and licensed staff will help you hear more. Come into the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center for testing to hear what you've been missing. For more, visit fairbankshearing.com.
Get ready for the 34th Annual Mosquito Meander. Saturday, June 13th at Pioneer Park, this 5K fun run and walk is for the whole family to benefit the Resource Center for Parents and Children. Early bid pickup will be available at RCPC's office off 26th Avenue on June 8th. Same day registration and bid pickup begins at 8 a.m. at Pioneer Park on race day. Celebrate summer with the Mosquito Meander to benefit the Resource Center for Parents and Children. Saturday, June 13th at Pioneer Park.
Slip into the brand new Bridgestone Dueler ATSN All-Terrain Tire from GCR. Elevate your year-round driving experience. Bridgestone Dueler ATSN delivers uncompromising traction through snow, ice, water, and gravel. Whatever Alaska's roads throw your way, the Bridgestone Dueler ATSN is designed to dominate off-road performance on your light truck, SUV, and CUV while offering a remarkably quiet ride for your everyday driving. Buy yours at GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman. there's fishing, and then there's dip netting. Frontier Outfitters knows you need to maximize your catch and that you're working against the clock. So they make it real easy for you to get what you need fast, whether you're on a boat or shore. From permits to dip nets, they carry fighting handles, D-handles, and more. So your tired, numb hands can hold on when that big king tries to yank your gear into the river. Plus those poles and the extensions for those deep holes and replacement nets as well. Your next outdoor adventure starts at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Weather brought to you by Great Harvest Bread Company. Biscuits, bagels, and sandwiches so good you need them. Skip the snooze. Your breakfast is waiting for you at Great Harvest at the corner of Airport Way and Wilbur.
KFAR Weather.
A frost advisory begins at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 63. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 38 tonight. Chance for scattered showers. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Carlos Gonzalez, the head coach of the Alaska Gold Panthers, in the studio with me here. Carlos, what's your outlook for a win-loss record? Wow. I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, that's a good one, right?
You know, I'm going to be calling up Vegas here.
Gotta go get something, some water or something.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to get to the field and everybody's going to call me out on this.
Well, you know, you lost the game last year, so.
I mean, yeah, we did lose the Midnight Sun, but we did finish 34-6.
That's hard to repeat. That's hard to repeat.
It is. It was the greatest win percentage, right, in 65 years, John?
I can't find one that was better. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I love to win. I know it's Summer Bowl and stuff, but I want to win. We're going to – I would say anywhere from 28 to 30 games a year is a really good year for us.
Yeah.
I think 30 is the –
That's a 650 percentage, man.
Yeah. And when people come here to want to win. So yeah. If the roster size is not right and the players are not up to standard, we're going to replace them too. Like, we're here to put a good product on the field. And that was the first thing John told me when I took this job. I was like, let's go win a bunch of games.
Yeah. So, winning begets winning from the fans.
Exactly.
And the community.
And they love it. Like last year, I'm sure our attendance, I'm sure you have it, John, but our attendance last year, there was Tuesday nights that were full.
Yeah.
Because people wanted to see us win. And the summer, the weather was great too. But people wanted to come to the yard last year. And I hope to bring the same thing this year.
Yeah, Monday was a big crowd.
Yeah.
Your opening night, that was a big crowd. That was fun, and enjoyed it. John, what else are you looking at this summer?
I think what Carlos touched on is what I'm looking at this summer, because last year we were just sort of pinching ourselves. I mean, we didn't have a rain out.
Yeah.
We didn't have a rain delay. We didn't have a downpour an hour before the game that killed the crowd.
It
was just amazing.
Missed us.
Fires happened when we were in Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, we were pretty blessed.
The cold happened when you were at college.
My winter was 65 and 70s, man.
We're going to hurt you. You know, if I would have had a 3-second delay, I would have used it there.
Exactly.
But we're live.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What's been your biggest surprise so far, Carlos, this summer with this team?
I think we've been really defensive, you know, like you were touching on the middle infielders and even the outfield play. We made some plays in Anchorage that were pretty good and in that series that kept us in the game. And they didn't catch the ball. They made 5 errors in one inning, actually, and we didn't make an error that game. So I think if we catch the ball and we keep the ball, you know, we throw strikes, we're going to be a good team this summer.
Yeah. Yeah, you keep the ball in front of you, throw strikes, play hard.
Yep.
Win games. Let the other team make mistakes to lose them.
Yeah, and our field's playing great right now. Kristoff, you know, he does a great job at the field. Our outfield grass is amazing right now, and our turf is – there's no better turf in Alaska, I'm guessing, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's brand new. So we got the stuff we need. We just got to go play now.
Don't let me down.
I'll try not to. I'm going to get a sign that's going to be 28, 30 wins out there now.
Normally I get on, and David, we talk, and I get on this program once a year. But if we don't play well, we may be on twice a year.
Or I'll be bringing you up a lot.
You said 28 games. We have 12. What are we doing?
Well, oh, my goodness. John, what's been your biggest surprise so far this year?
Oh, how late it took for summer to get here. But based on the winter, it really wasn't much of a surprise, you know. And we talk about baseball, too. We went into last year thinking, boy, we're going to score some runs, and hopefully our pitching will be good enough. Our pitching was an incredible strength last year. We pitched well all summer. And, you know, my experience, my history with baseball is if you can pitch and play catch, you'll score enough runs to win. Don't beat yourself. Throw strikes, pitching dominant. And so far, we looked at this summer as being very similar. We're going to score a bunch of runs, and we haven't yet.
Yep.
And our pitching has been really good. So who knows what it plays out. But that's really when you get – baseball, there's such a small difference between winning and losing. And it usually comes down to the little things. You know, you got a chance to turn a double play. Did you do it? Anchorage, you know, we beat them – and they made a bunch of errors, and you know, if they hadn't, we wouldn't have won that game. So don't beat yourself, pitch, and we'll be fine.
I guess my most surprising thing, I don't know if I want to call it surprising, but you know, every time I walk into the stadium that first game, I have an expectation now of something new that's neat I didn't know you were doing or see last time. And, again, that happened. But what got me about opening night was just the camaraderie of the Fairbanksons out there enjoying themselves. You could have lost that game 15-0, and Fairbanks would have been happy. Yeah. Luckily, you won, Coach.
Yeah. It was. It was a great crowd.
Yeah.
It was just a great crowd.
Yeah.
And they understood that we didn't quite completely – have the beer garden outfitted with the table and chairs that we want to do, but it didn't matter.
They didn't know that there were supposed to be tables and chairs there.
They didn't know. Well, my wife did.
Oh.
My wife said, she goes, you know, this is fine. The guys are okay, but I think the women, they're going to want to sit down a little bit.
To that point, like you said, I tell our players that too. Like, you're here to have a good summer. Like, interact with the crowd. Have fun with them. We have guys dancing with the Happy Boy and talking to fans. I love it. That's what you're here for.
They already see the difference between the Anchorage and here.
Yeah, it was
they see it right away because they've already experienced it. And it's a shame some of the guys that are just flying in didn't see that. But, yeah, it's just night and day what the atmosphere at our ballpark right now, which is a huge advantage for us as a home team. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're off tonight and tomorrow, back on Wednesday against the Waves. How you gonna? You got any scouting reports on them?
Yeah, we actually. So our assistant, our youngest,
say it on the air.
Yeah.
Well, not that they're here and gonna hear it anyway. I don't think they listen to KFAR radio. Studer, no offense.
Studer, you'd be surprised. Your audience is far and wide.
Studer, someone's gonna tell Studer 100% about this. But our young guy Chun Ming Brandon at Hope, he does a really good job. He's all on synergy reports, and we have spray charts on teams. He does it for the whole season on the guys.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Explain synergy reports.
Synergy report is, I mean, it's really just data from their year.
Okay.
It's going to have their, you know, if they're good runners, bad runners, but they pull the balls, what they do on breaking balls. It has all the data you need. I mean, the big leagues use a little better information we use, but it's enough.
Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
We were a little bit late. So you have scouting reports on the other players and the teams.
Yeah.
Well, if you watch the major leagues defensively, you see guys will reach in their back pocket between hitters and the next hitter, that card
tells them where
they should position themselves.
Yeah.
And oftentimes they may be in this position before the pitch is thrown, but when the pitch is thrown, that could very well take them in a different direction depending on the pitch and, you know, the hitter's tendencies. We're doing that, which is really cool.
Yeah, he brought that, and it's been awesome.
It's real baseball, Dave.
I expecting nothing less.
Yes, yes. Gold panner standards that Carlos is setting. And doing a great job.
Oh, okay. So, what's your game plan against the Waves?
to catch the ball, like you said.
you're not letting anything out, are you?
Throw strikes and catch the ball. I mean, there's like John said earlier.
Okay, let's back up. What was your game plan against the Pilots since you're not playing them again?
Honestly, we didn't want to get hurt. we had because how early we started, we didn't have that many guys. So we had nine position players and six arms. So we were very fortunate to get through those games with good pitching because those were tough games against a good team. Yeah. Yeah, it's just going to be fun. I want these guys to play free and, you know, we strike out. Let's just keep competing. And that's how we're going to go about the whole summer, really.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, you know, that opening game, I enjoyed every pitch. I really did. A nine-inning game.
It was fun. Wow.
And it was competitive until the end. And, you brought in this guy in the eighth, and he got six outs. I was going, God, they got closers.
Yeah. And once
know
we
what
get,
they're doing.
Once we get our, exactly.
This isn't Little League.
And once we get our full staff, guys will get into roles a little bit. So we were still trying to figure all that out. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there isn't any role. It's just who could pitch an inning today.
Exactly.
You know?
But now it's going to clear
your
up
roster's
a
filling
bit.
Out.
Yeah, we're going to know who our starters are, and the wave series we'll have four guys that are going to start games. So
so you've been filling out your roster now for about 8-10 days.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, we're still missing
still doing it.
4 to 5 guys, so yeah, and that's just, you know, guys, UC Riverside's a quarter system. They don't get out of school till the 14th of June, stuff like that. High school,
like Cal Poly where I went. Yeah,
exactly. Last year we had a Cal Poly kid that didn't come till later too, and
okay.
We didn't get one this year, but we'll be back with those guys. And then the high school guys obviously have to graduate high school, so we have to wait to get them.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, the boot kid graduated this week.
I know. It's like my mom wants me to go to my high school graduation. It's like, what are you talking about? Get up here!
Panthers love you more.
you're done with high school.
Yeah, exactly.
It's over.
Yeah, and the faster you transition on, the better for us.
Yeah,
sure. Yep.
Oh my goodness! There you go. You're Shannon Fee, the pitcher from Hawaii. Another 6'4" right-handed pitcher, 215 pounds. Is he here yet?
Yes, he pitched last night. He was good. He was throwing hard last night. So we have a few guys that are coming off like Tommy John and stuff injuries. So he's like 16 months off. So he's like, this is his first kind of time back.
Okay.
So we're kind of easing him into it.
Yeah.
But he'll get there. He was a pretty good prospect for them, and
first guy off the plane.
Wow.
He was ready to go. He got here first. He was ready to go the minute he hit anchors.
Yeah, big kid, and he's young, but he's ready to go too. So,
When you take your break at the end of the month, where are you going to?
We're going to Canada again.
The Honkers.
No
Honker player.
Well, we could play. I think. Do we play that?
They're on.
Know.
Last year they were on our side, but this year they're on the other
so
side
the two,
of the bracket.
Okay.
You could play them in like the playoff area.
Yeah. You know, if you're not playing Yaks, you better play Honkers.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. And studs.
Yeah. And studs.
My wife's like, "Where are you getting the schedule from?"
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to play the studs again. We played
Hooters.
15 innings.
Yeah, that game we beat the studs.
15-inning game.
To
right?
get to the finals in Grand Forks last year was an amazing, amazing game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those ones where even after when it got done, they lost, we won, and there was still smiles all around.
Their coach gave me a hug and was like, that was the greatest game I've ever been a part of.
Wow.
Like, whoa.
Wow.
That's cool. So
it's
a big deal.
They got ahead of us twice in the late innings and then in extra innings, and twice we tied it.
And we kept going. Yep.
And then we hit a walk-off in the Evan Robecki, hit a walk-off in like the 15th inning.
Then we had to play an hour later in the championship. What a day.
Yeah, and it was like we had to use so much pitching to get to the championship game. It's like, who can pitch?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like that, and we just struggled through it but got it done.
My little brother was the assistant coach, and he threw 6 innings in the championship game to win the game. So we had to have a coach pitch.
There you go. Fairbanks, that's our show for today. Carlos Gonzalez, thank you very, very much for coming up for the fourth year. And John Lurkey, thank you again for being on the show. The Gold Panthers are in excellent hands and excellent shape. Really appreciate it.
Thanks,
Fairbanks, I'll see you tomorrow. Got Tammy Wilson in the studio with me, and we'll subject her to the purple padded room. Back tomorrow.
Stay tuned. Fox News is on the way on KFAR Fairbanks. The Heartbeat.